Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Simply Scottish, the long-running podcast of Scottish music and culture. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Today, it's all about the music. I'll share with you a few of my all-time favorite songs, as heard on this show, and we'll have some new music to enjoy as well. Let's continue listening to our opening track. This is the band Salsa Celtica, fusing together Celtic and Latin rhythms and sounds. From their 2016 album, The Tall Islands, this is Andans Elegua. You're listening to Simply Scottish. I like to start each episode with a shout out to a few of the listeners who have recently gotten in touch with me. First, I heard from Phil in Pennsylvania, who remembers connecting with Simply Scottish via our website way back in the late 1990s. He recently rediscovered the show and has been enjoying it. Phil and his wife are saving for a trip to his ancestral homeland, and they're even learning a bit of Scottish Gaelic. Phil, I trust you'll enjoy the music on today's show, and thanks for getting in touch. I also heard from Virginia in Washington State. She's actually a longtime family friend, and we attended the same church for a number of years. Virginia recently found an article I wrote about homeschooling, and from there came across a recent episode of the show about John Muir and the Grand Canyon. Virginia's dad was born in Scotland, on the Isle of Bute, and emigrated to Cleveland, Ohio, when he was 5 years old with his mother. Virginia learned about her Scottish heritage from him, and they all got a thrill at the sound of the bagpipes and the sight of the tartan. Virginia, thanks for listening to the show and sharing your Scottish story. I was also contacted by Sean, also from Washington State. He recently purchased a house in Texas, so he's going to be headed down that way soon. Sean came across Simply Scottish after hearing me discuss it with Janet Parshall on her national radio show In the Market recently. Sean was interested in my family's authentic Scottish shortbread, which my mother used to make regularly to share with friends and family in the area. My wife also makes it on occasion, and we may offer it again in the near future, so stay tuned about that. Sean, thanks for listening. Finally, Sarah wrote to me to tell me she's listening in Northern California, in the mountains there. She's been to Scotland 6 times and considers it her spiritual home. Sarah says that things like this podcast and the music I play take her back to her roots and make her homesick for Scotland. Sarah, I'm glad I can provide you with something that keeps that Scottish connection alive and well. Thanks to all who reached out this last month. If you haven't gotten in touch yet, it's your turn. Email me anytime and tell me why you love Scotland and where you're listening from. My email address is andrew@simplyscottish.com. Back to music now. I first discovered the Scottish husband and wife duo Deacon Blue in 1997 when my family journeyed back to Scotland for our first visit there since emigrating to the States. I really liked the honest, heartfelt lyrics and vocals of Ricky Ross and his wife and bandmate of over 30 years, Lorraine McIntosh. At the time, a double CD album of Scottish hits, literally called the best Scottish album in the world ever, was out, and Deacon Blue's popular song Dignity was on it. By the way, if you go back to Simply Scottish episodes I released in 2012 and 2013, you'll find a nice selection of Deacon Blue's songs in those shows. I'll need to reach out and see if I can play some of the music on their new albums, 2020's City of Love and 2021's Riding on the Tide of Love. Today, though, let's enjoy Dignity.
There's a man I meet, walks up our street. He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years. And he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in the back and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in the Sunday's back. The children call him Bogey. He never lets on, but I know cause he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. And I'll sail her up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got her, I'll say, I saved my money. They say, isn't she pretty? That she called Dignity. And I'm telling a story in a faraway sea, sipping down raki and reading Maynard Keynes. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means, and a place in the winter for Dignity. And I'll sail her up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house. I save my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That ship called Dignity.
dignity. I strip all dignity.
That was Deacon Blue with their hit Dignity from their first album Raintown, released in 1987. Do yourself a favour and look up more of their music. They're a modern Scottish staple and have a great sound. Let's jump to something new and different. Concertina virtuoso Simon Tumir and historical keyboard specialist David McGuinness have known each other for a very long time, but only rarely had they had the chance to play music together. They started meeting up to play for fun, to lighten the long months of pandemic lockdown with no chance to play for a live audience. Before long, they'd built up an album's worth of repertoire that includes work by forgotten Scottish women composers, tricky tunes by Finnish friends, a Victorian parlour song, a duo for Baroque flutes by William McGibbon, and some banging reels by Robert McIntosh. Simon is also a tireless advocate for traditional music with the organisation Hands Up for Trad and the Scots Trad Music Awards. Incidentally, Hands Up for Trad has a programme called Folkwaves, where radio hosts like me can sample and download Scottish traditional music for airing on their shows. I'll tell you, it's been a great resource for me to discover some of the new material that's out there in recent years. David McGuinness, for his part, has been involved with historical Scottish music for the last 30 years with Concerto Caledonia, while also pursuing many other musical avenues and collaborations, playing many obscure keyboard instruments, and composing and producing for television and radio. This is a track from their new album, Pie in the Sky. It's a Finnish tune called Ajastaika. Thank you. One of Scotland's leading traditional arts organisations, Face Rush, provides opportunities for people of all ages to participate in traditional music, song, and dance. As part of their 30th anniversary celebrations, they commissioned performer and teacher Ian Fraser to write and record a new suite of music. Here's a song from his album now. It's got the Gaelic name Hika Shtek, which means come in. You're listening to Simply Scottish, and on this episode, it's all about the music. Another of my favourite Scottish bands to be featured on Simply Scottish, the radio show, as well as the podcast, is Capper Cayley. As Scottish acting legend Sean Connery once put it, lead singer Karen Matheson has a throat that is surely touched by God. Capper Cayley were first spotted at the Mull Music Festival in 1983. Their name comes from the large, rare and beautiful Scottish bird of the same name, in part to symbolise the Gaelic music tradition. The band started on the Highland Village Hall and Festival circuit and grew from strength to strength, especially after their major label debut, Delirium, in 1991. They managed to turn a 400-year-old walking song into the UK's first ever Gaelic Top 40 hit. Their music also featured in the 1995 movie Rob Roy, starring Liam Neeson. Across 12 studio albums and countless tours, Capper Cayley's music has enthralled. Their sound is rooted in the Gaelic tradition, but combined with rhythms and textures adapted from modern pop and dance music. Let's listen to some now. From the album Dusk Till Dawn, The Best of Capper Cayley, here's the beautiful song Aileen Doohan. Alas, it is time once again to part. But I'll be back next month with more. Until then, catch up on previous episodes anywhere you get your podcasts. I also post episode notes at simplyscottish.com, where you can get the details on music I play, as well as links to more resources. That's at simplyscottish.com. And as always, reach out to me anytime at andrew@simplyscottish.com. We'll close with a gem from Eddie Redder, another musical treasure from Scotland. Well known as lead singer of the band Fairground Attraction in the late 1980s, she's maintained a successful solo singing career since. In Fairground Attraction's second and final album, released in 1990, Redder sang the famous Robert Burns poem, A Fond Kiss. She performs it again in her 2003 album, Eddie Redder Sings the Songs of Robert Burns. Here's that version now. Join me again soon for your next virtual trip to Scotland. Until then, I'm Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
If and kiss, and then we sever. Dark despair around benights me. I'll ne'er blame my partial fancy. Nothing could resist my Nancy. For to see treasure. joy, my